This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're already up against it, so without further ado, we'll throw this over to our fantastic producer, the man on the ones, the man on the twos, hardest working man at 1080 The Fan, Jordan Schultz.
All right, guys, let's start off pretty easy. Torpedo bats, they're the biggest topic in Major League Baseball in the last week. The New York Yankees setting the world on fire, hitting 9 home runs in one game. Multiple
hitters. This is on fire.
Thank you,
Kyle
Alicia.
Tucker hit a double?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know why I didn't say that into the mic, but I was trying to get Patrick's attention.
Fantasy.
There you go. By the way, Mariners now down 4-1. Green hit his second homer this season right after my update. So,
by the way, if you're listening to this and you're in my fantasy league, Yordan Alvarez is for sale. Great player.
There we go.
Wonderful player.
Yeah.
You should have him.
Expensive.
Knees, not a problem.
Expensive, though.
No, we don't overreact Houston, after the first week of baseball.
Well, speaking of overreacting, those torpedo bats that the Yankees, not all of their hitters using, but some of their hitters using in that 9-home run onslaught against the Milwaukee Brewers, setting the world on fire before we found out some other players were using these torpedo bats under the radar. The Mariners have ordered them. The Phillies have ordered them. They have been deemed legal by Major League Baseball, guys. Fair or foul, torpedo bats will help hitters even it back up with MLB pitchers.
Since Patrick is messing with the drop board, I'll take this, I guess. I say fair. I think any advantage that you can give hitters right now, give it to them, because pitchers have just become disgusting. We've seen the batting average across the league start to fall every single year over the last decade. I was seeing this video over the offseason, and it was like the 2001, 2002, I don't know what year, the All-Star game, and it was showing each player that was coming up to bat and their stat line so far in the season. It was insane. Like, dudes were batting, like, every guy was batting 340, and every guy already had 30 home runs on the season. Again, whatever you can do to help batters and help baseball score more runs, have more offense, and still have the game wrap up in 2 hours and 15, 2 hours and 30 at most, do it. I'm cool with it. And fair, it will help even things up.
Yeah, I'm with Joe on this. I'm fair too. Again, is it in the rules? Are we following rules?
Yes.
That's all I care about. If we're following rules, I'm into that. If baseball wants to change the rules, we'll have that discussion then. But I'm with Joe. My only hesitation is this is what I was concerned about the pitch clock, larger bags, baseball trying to create offense, but also trying to speed up the game. The more offense, the longer the game takes, okay? The more offense means more pitching changes, means longer innings, etc. But that was proven wrong to me, and I had to eat that crow. If the torpedo bat can create more offense and not slow the game down, 100%. I'm down. Because like I said in the first hour, it's a copycat league. It's not just like only the Yankees can use this. Everyone can use it. If it makes the game better, I'm pro.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to see a good batting average like being deemed like 240 anymore. Like a 240 hitter is an okay hitter in baseball right now.
Yeah, but like Joe said 10 years ago, 240 is get out of here.
Yeah, you were getting basically putting a dump tank.
We used to make the joke 275. Man, that's an okay. They're okay.
Well, you're all right. Yeah.
And now 275, I'll sign up for that every day.
Take 1 through 9. Yeah.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's move on. Second fair or foul. This is actually pretty cool. Not necessarily related to MLB, but sports in general. And I think MLB could apply this concept. And I wanted to ask you all about this. Juicy story from ESPN, guys. Coastal Carolina University. They have done something for the first time in, I think, any sporting events history. Like, so when you go to a live game at Coastal Carolina, they're kind of known because they're one of the handful of teams in college football that has that, like, colored turf. They have
yeah,
it teal.
Like the sea green.
Yeah, it's like teal or sea green or whatever. Obviously, Boise State has their blue and Eastern Washington has their red. So Coastal Carolina, already known for that.
In the Northwest, what?
But guys, they are implementing a Feast for Free program. Says that the heartbeat of their fans in Teal Nation need a reward and they're looking for ways to elevate their game day experience. So basically, fans that go to these games at Coastal Carolina will be able to select up to 4 items at a concession stand visit from a menu of hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks, and choose those 4 and then go back up as many times as they want with no cost. Free concessions on the simple stuff. Does not apply to alcohol. Does not apply to like the third party vendors doing the fancy, you know, baby sized burritos or anything that you can get that's like 2 feet long that we see. Like
the
those
size of a baby or for a baby.
Exactly. What are we doing, Joe?
Size of an infant.
But there are no 2 feet, you know, long hot dogs in this deal, but 4 items per concession stand visit for free throughout the game over and over and over again. Guys, I love that plan. It's a great way, I think, to reward sports fans. Fair or foul, MLB attendance would shoot through the roof if they copied Coastal Carolina.
Absolutely. I saw something the other day. It was, you know, like I'm a big Reddit user and there's a lot of like stats and things that fly around about like the most affordable ballparks in terms of concessions and things like that. And one of them was, I can't remember exactly the team, but it was a team like the Dodgers, that it was like a hot dog was $4. You're like, a Dodger Stadium?
Four?
You sure that's
almost free?
You sure that's not $8? Right? Like, you know, you're an evil empire. You got, you know, you spend $1 billion on three players. That that hot dog's going to cost you $15. I think it's absolutely the truth. We see this in the NBA. I think the NBA would actually benefit from
all
it the most.
All sports would, frankly. More than baseball.
Football is the only one that probably wouldn't, because it's once a week and you only have half your games at home. But baseball, if you can, that's why they have those deals. If you can have a deal where I can take, I got three kids, all right? The average person has two kids. Joe to my left has one kid, okay? So we're both, like, together we meet the average, but we are not the same. If you can tell me that I could get outfield bleacher seats, five hot dogs, five sodas, and five popcorns, and I can get out of there under $60, I'd go twice a month. I'd go 10 times a year. Without a doubt. The problem is as my friends at Wu-Tang used to say, capitalism rules everything around me.
What's funny about this is so Coastal Carolina, this is for football.
Yes, yeah, they are the first football team, and I once again believe the first sports team ever to make some of their concessions.
And they're kind of a decent football program.
And they're not horrible.
Again, they made noise over the last few years.
But what I was going to say is that like they're doing it for their football games. Remember when the Atlanta Falcons said that they're going to drastically reduce the prices at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for concessions? Yeah, maybe.
And T-Mobile's already done that too.
And so maybe sports where they're like, man, we really want more people to come to our games, like baseball, basketball. I mean, like the ones that aren't football, which absolutely run this country. Maybe they should take note that this catches attention in Falcons fans and probably, what are they, the Chanticleers over in Coastal Carolina, that they're going to show up more and more.
Sexy pull, Joe.
Well, you've
never looked hotter than right now.
The Saint Chanticleers.
Oh, dude, and you said it off the cuff. I love it.
Well, I definitely looked hotter last night eating an infant-sized burrito. I will tell you that much.
I'd had sex with you.
But yeah, I think that baseball teams should take note because, if you want people to come to the park and come spend money on not just the game, but merchandise.
Oh, I'd buy
there.
So much more.
Oh, I'd buy something every time I'm out there.
Are you serious?
Checkmate, man.
Just give me a pile of nachos with cheese on it. And
I'd buy a jersey every game
that.
I went to.
Yeah.
It'd be like the sixth inning, and John Birdie went 2 for 2, and I'm like, I'm going to get a Birdie jersey.
Also, I'm not going to explain the whole thing, but if you did not see what happened between Kentucky and Texas A&M baseball the other day, go and look it up, because it's some of the most Bush League stuff you've ever seen.
Were you snorting lines off the third base?
No,
what?
That would have been great.
No, I did see that. It is pretty damn Bush League.
There's rules about games on Sunday, and if they go past a certain time.
Oh, I can't handle this Jesus stuff.
Not Jesus.
Stuff.
It's SEC country,
sorry,
baby.
You say time and Sunday, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a Jesus thing.
No, and to make it as quick as possible, basically there's SEC rules about like if a game goes beyond a certain time, then they have to call the game because of
if
school the next day and travel.
Yeah.
And so if it's a Sunday night game, they
somebody think of the student athlete.
And so I think it was Kentucky, basically, like they did a mound visit and the pitcher like took forever. And once it got past 8:30 and they got the final out in the eighth inning, they called the game and Kentucky won. And the Texas A&M coach was not happy about it at all. It was a very Bush League move.
It was. No, college baseball, they got to stop that crap. It just makes it
they still play with metal bats in college baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, it's pretty useless, actually. I think the Ducks scored 34 runs in one game earlier this season.
Yeah,
it was
that's
ridiculous.
Just good offense. That has nothing to do with the bats.
Really? Are
innovative.
You sure it's not
innovative.
High school level
good
pitchers?
Nice recruiting.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, there's just so many talented baseball players out there. No, there's a lot of crappy ones facing each
Oregon
other.
Oregon fan Jordan Schultz crapping all over the Ducks.
I love my Ducks, but college baseball in general, a lot to be desired. Not a watchable product. All right, guys, let's wrap it up with this one quickly. Fair or foul, Dodgers, Yankees, both been really dang good to start the season. They're going to end up in the World Series facing each other. Pretty simple. Fair or foul.
I'll start with this one. I'm going to go with foul. I don't love this Yankee team. I think this offense has been a little more surprising than I expected at the beginning of the year, but I think they got massive starter issues. You saw it tonight. I really don't love that bullpen outside of Devin Williams. They clearly have lost faith in Luke Weaver. He's not even the setup guy. And they kind of had Arizona in the beginning of the game today. I know it was small sample size, but they had Arizona good to go in the game today. Arizona's got a good lineup. And the second they put Mark Leiter in there, Eugenio, and you're done. And I worry that they run into that. Dodgers, oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think that their biggest issue is going to be getting to Devin Williams.
Yep. And just Gerrit Cole being gone is, as much as I hate Gerrit Cole, as much as we like to rag on it, that's a huge loss.
Yeah. So I'm going to go say foul because I am all in on Orioles fever now, baby.
I think the team that has impressed me the most in the American League right now is the Baltimore Orioles.
But I'm pretty sure...
That offense is such a juggernaut.
I'm pretty sure I did have the Rangers go into the World Series, though, now that I think about it.
And that's fine. Eovaldi threw the first complete game today. And the Rangers are going to be good. But I have to believe Baltimore's depth in talent in the minor league system and the major league system, they're going to fix it. They have to fix it. Go get Sandy.
And watching them the other day, it's like, I love anybody that's in an Orioles jersey, but we have a lot of dudes in an Orioles jersey on the offensive side where it's like...
Gunner's not even there yet.
Yeah, there's this part of me, I'm like, dude, if you throw a deal with, like, Heston Kerstad and Ryan Mountcastle and then, like, Kobe Mayo, one of our top prospects, you package those three in a deal, someone's biting on that. It's like, yeah, okay, we'll definitely take those three. Yeah, something happened, I hope. Please get another arm over.